When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What lady them are doing in L.A. with the brown bag. Brown bag
is the best in here, brown bag.
All right, 3, 2, 1. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag Podcast.
Brown Bag Pod.
And
episode 131.
Yeah, 131. Wow, wow. 131. Mm-hmm. It's me, Duno, Vorskas Vic, and our beautiful
host. You're beautiful today.
Leti Paniche, a.k.a.
Yes.
Leti everything else.
What? Are you nervous?
I forgot your other last name.
Oh, okay. Is it because we finally have people your age on the pod?
We do.
This is really cool. Usually, Duno's the youngest fool in the room.
Wait, how old are you?
24. I just turned 24 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you fools are the youngest now.
Wow. Why you say, oh, like you didn't fucking believe me? I know. What the fuck? I just want to know. I'm lying about my age.
He does look older.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we just look younger, you know? Like, I don't look like
that's
I'm 23.
That's both of this. <They're>
you don't look that young.
Okay, de cuánto se ve?
Yeah.
25.
Ah! I see myself there.
What a liar.
He'd be lying.
Well, before we keep moving, I shout out Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify. We love you as much as Augusto loves you.
Yes.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Augusto, you guys normally film at Spotify, right?
Yeah, we usually film here.
In this exact same set, and now we took it over.
Yeah, we took it over. For they even started moving plants and shit.
I know.
That's what was funny.
It was just like, it just didn't seem right.
It just didn't seem right,
huh?
It didn't seem right.
Just seem out of coordination, you know?
It didn't fit with the feng shui?
It didn't.
Okay, like, you guys, I was watching how you guys got your name, Augusto Papa, or you guys were talking about how someone was, like, at the beach seeing someone, like, dormido bien Augusto Papa, mm-hmm. right? Similar, am I getting it right?
Well, not at the beach, but, like, just in the
walking,
street.
Yeah. Walking by and then, like, seeing, like, is it someone taking a nap or what was it?
I think it was a homeless taking a nap, right?
Yeah,
I was
homeless.
A homeless?
I met y'all.
That's messed up. They're from the OC for sure.
I'm pretty sure it was a homeless.
But it was like, mira bien Augusto Papa, yeah, and then like, that's kind of how, like, it stuck.
Yeah, we used that word for like 2 years, and then we started the podcast, and we stopped using the word.
That's funny.
We used to say it all the
it
time.
It was your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, I never
what
heard you guys say. I know we don't say it anymore. Mm-hmm. We sure.
For real. We need to bring that back.
How'd you guys meet?
Damn.
I learned the story already, I can tell you. They went to school together, they've known each other, and then they play soccer and they skate. And then he was had no friends in school. And no, this is true. You guys tell me that. He was very quiet and to himself. And then they started the podcast already, and then they went to go talk to Pepe. Mm-hmm. And then Pepe was like to give them a sign, like a contract for the pod, right? But at the time, he wasn't involved. He was just kind of like the homie that hung out, helped with the cameras. Boom. And then Pepe was like, hey, how many contracts should I do? 3 or 4? And they looked at him and they're like, you want to be on the pod, fool? And then he said, yeah. And then like 4. And
just
then
like
they
that?
Started.
Wow.
Honestly. Yeah, because I started like 30 minutes ago.
We were doing our own pod in the green room.
That's crazy that you remember all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I met him, they were filming out of a fucking garage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had me waiting at the restaurant across the street for them to be ready.
In the OC.
Mm-hmm. So we talk a lot of shit about the OC.
Yeah, you.
We're very LA natives. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us 5 reasons why you guys think the OC is better than LA?
Ooh. All right, I'll tell you.
You're looking too quick.
Wait, let's run my names first. Because he said Leti, Duno, Vic, Angel.
Diego.
Jason.
There we go, boom. Your parents gave you the whitest name ever, Jason.
I think I was supposed
it's Jason
to be.
Derek.
I think I was gonna be Mason.
No way. Nah. Did they call you Jason or is it Jason?
They say Jason.
Jason. They give you a name they can't even pronounce.
My mom, I used to get in trouble and be like, Jason.
Or Yayo, no?
Then Jason.
Yeah,
I don't know what they did
it's
there,
okay,
but it's all good.
It's good. It's a great name.
I know you're holding back those reasons.
Okay.
There's no traffic.
Your freeways are like.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Irvine.
That's all I got.
You got more.
Okay. Okay.
Damn. No, I feel like nah, fool. They're very opinionated.
There's not, so every time come. Not a lot of potholes.
Oh. I'll give you that.
I don't know. I'm gonna be offended by anything you say.
Yeah. Okay.
But keep going.
Okay, I got another one.
Angel and Jason, you guys need to give us one each.
Go first, Jason. I think
we live in a nicer area. We got the beach close by. That's cool.
They're calling us ghetto. Okay, that's three.
Why? Because the beach is far from me.
The beach is cold.
Damn. One time I almost got robbed in L.A.
And not in the O.C. And that wouldn't happen.
No, that hasn't happened in the O.C.
Okay, that's four.
Wait, can you...
Oh, yeah, I was with them.
Yeah, that was pretty...
Let's cry.
Can you park your car anywhere, like, in, like, downtown Santa Ana? And everything will be fine? Like, you won't get your car broken into?
Yeah, I don't think so. Damn. You guys got that going on here?
You're so...
My car just got broken into, last week.
I saw that they fixed the tin, right?
Yeah.
They fixed the tin? No, he never had tin. That's why he got broken into.
Yeah.
Also, he parked at next to Strip Club.
I did park next to Sam's.
Can we give him five? Because that's a good one, all right?
No, they only gave us four. You guys gave me one more.
Good one.
Why the OC is better than Los Angeles.
You know.
The parking, like if you want to go to like a restaurant or something.
You got to look ahead.
You guys
like
have parking everywhere? No parking.
Yeah. So all of their reasons are like car related.
Okay. I have five reasons why we're fucking way better.
Okay.
Right. One.
Y'all didn't even say Disneyland and you guys.
That's all right.
Yeah, I feel like I live like 15 minutes away from Disneyland. It's like
I live right next to the biggest and most biggest company in the world.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Okay, so this is my thing. One, I gotta give you guys your wide freeways. I
love them.
I hate driving to the OC, but at least when I'm there, I'm not worried about like the fucking amount of traffic that I'm usually using.
Y'all got 12 lanes.
Yeah.
On the 405.
The potholes, I'm not mad at it either.
Yeah.
And the fact that you guys have parking, I'm not mad at it either. The other two reasons, it's like it's very minimal. Like, but
all right, five reasons why Los Angeles is better than the OC.
Our culture is better. Mm-hmm. Our
same culture.
No, I think the fucking though.
The Latinos?
No, our culture in general.
The
LA culture.
What's LA culture?
The love we have for the Dodgers. Okay.
So Dodgers is one reason.
Let's
say Dodgers is one reason.
We got better taco spots than you guys.
We have better taco spots than you guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We have the Los Angeles Lakers as well.
The Los Angeles Lakers, yeah.
Vic, what the fuck, dude? I
have been. Go, Vic.
I mean... I've only dated like a couple girls from the OC, but the girls from LA, I would say they take it.
Okay, girls.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of fuck with some OC bitches, so I'm gonna probably take that one back.
What area of the OC?
You know what? If I were to live anywhere, it would be.
What area of the OC do you get girls from?
Yeah, Santa Ana.
Santa Ana, for sure.
Treacherous.
Angie's never been with you, by the way.
I've never been with Angie. Know her. Either. We actually have one of our co-hosts that she does like our gossip, like our Latino gossip. She's from the OC.
Yeah.
We
have better views.
Oh, yes. We have way better views. Yeah.
Orange County is for the most part very flat. Yeah. Unless you get closer to like South
what
OC.
What views do you guys have?
We have like we have multiple views.
Diego,
like, So LA is known for like
the skyline, the buildings,
our skyline, and then
Hollywood, the Hollywood sign.
The Dodger Stadium, remember?
Elysian.
We're just better.
The
but
Hollywood
I get it.
Sign,
yeah,
the Griffith Observatory, that. Yeah, it's a nice view.
But we
have mountains. You guys don't have mountains.
We have mountains.
Oh, I think I have another one for
us. Okay. Like,
I think we have significantly less crackheads.
Oh.
Yeah, you send them all to us.
No, fools ship them out to Hawaii and shit, dog.
No,
you guys give them a one-way ticket.
Have you guys seen the videos where like they go to stores and like they grab a bunch of shit and they run out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess like I might, I don't know exactly where that happens, you know, but it says like, last week when we came to LA on the way back, it said like, crime doesn't pay in OC. Don't be doing that shit. Something like that. Yeah. And I saw like four signs on the way back.
You feel like they're probably stricter on crime in the OC.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
I feel like in LA, they can see us walking around and be like, oh, those are some fly rich Latinos. No matter where you guys walk around in the OC, you guys are probably criminals. And what are they doing here? Is how people think.
I feel like there is a lot of rich people in there.
I like the debate. It's like a super nice debate.
No, there's a lot of rich people.
Oh, okay.
But if they saw you three.
You guys would look like criminals to the white people.
We basically don't get discriminated against where we're at. You guys probably get more
shit. You guys do it, right? Like, Manhattan?
How do they treat you guys at South Coast Plaza?
No, they're like, you need an appointment.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it.
We can go to LA show. They'll be like, are they rappers?
I've been to the Grove all the time.
Are they criminals? Like, what is it?
Have you guys been to the Grove?
Oh, I've been there once.
Yeah. And we're probably they're probably surveilling us, but they don't tell us up front.
Yeah. You know what? You know what though? I'm not mad at the OC. I feel like we all somehow like have a like Letty's best friend Angie. She's from the OC, but Letty doesn't mind the OC. I don't mind it either. And he Vic don't mind it either.
But do we all agree that
LA's better?
No, I still don't.
Do we all? I think we're like, oh, we see you, but how do you guys feel about the IE? Do we all agree on how we feel about the IE?
Honestly,
it's whack.
Thumbs up or thumbs down,
they're just,
IE.
They're just out there doing their own thing.
They're
doing them.
Can we get an IE sucks on three? One, two, three. IE sucks.
We're going to come in and be like, what?
Our filmers from the IE.
A lot of people go to the IE because they can't afford to live in either spot. So, like,
yeah.
There's people that drive like an hour every day. Yeah. I mean, because we're fighting for the top spot, but, like, you know, they're lucky. They're happy with the third.
Yeah. I love it. We're not alone on
this. Hell yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? I don't know.
What's one good thing about it?
Some bitches. They got bitches, obviously.
They do.
They got bitches. Dai got bitches.
And they're easily impressed, bro. You date a girl from Harupa Valley and you show her like some type of like anything besides like a farm and they're like, oh my god.
Yeah. Like, ladies, are you
I was talking to a girl from the IE on the way here. and then she was bumping a song and I was like, what do you listen on? And she was like, Spotify. And I was like, I'm on my way to Spotify right now. She's like, stop it. I said, baby girl, I'm a guest here.
To you, it's just the app. To me, it's a real place.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She didn't even know it was real. She's like, oh my God, I thought it was somebody like, somebody was controlling it. I was like, baby.
And it's me.
Is she
from Montana? That's some shit somebody from Montana.
No, she's from fucking Muskoy. Or some bullshit.
Muskoy? That's a real city? Yeah.
Turn around.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Like, growing up in LA, right? Like I had the little tienditas, like it, like ladies' windows. You feel me? We would knock on their windows; they would open up food. And I'm saying there's still spots like this all over LA, but I was in fucking Harupa Valley. I went to
Harupa Valley. Hilarious.
Harupa Valley, whatever the fuck.
No, I'm just saying the fact that we keep bringing it up. It's such a small city.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm there, right? And we ended up getting drunk at a rave. Which they're always in the IE because there's so much space and they don't have curfews and people don't live around a lot of places. And there's literally nothing to do, right?
Yeah.
So I wake up and I'm like, damn, I'm hungry. And the homegirl's like, go down the street. There's a restaurant right there. I'm like, that's a house. She's like, nah, just go. Mm-hmm. I get there. I swear to God, I looked in to pay and the lady gave me the food and the son was waking up from the kitchen. Like, just like in the bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is some shit right here.
That's pretty cool.
And the food was good, though.
But I get it. OC girls, you probably have to impress a little bit more. And LA girls, they probably have seen things.
They have fucking rapper
OC
dick.
Girls, they've been, a lot of them, if they grew up going to Disneyland, they grew up going to, like, you know, nice places in OC, South Orange County.
They know what a sugar daddy Laguna looks Hills. Like, for real.
Yeah, you think you're doing a big ticket or Disneyland? Newport. I've been having a pass since I was three.
Yeah.
I just spent $600.
Like it's like, oh, let's go to Newport Beach. She just starts naming, like, all the restaurants. Like, what do you want to go to? And you're just like, never mind.
Yeah.
Forget the whole shit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The Inland Empire Queens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just, so annoying. It's just a more simple and cool conversation. Like, what are you doing? You feel me? I'm on my way to Spotify, bro. I'm going to hit you in a little bit.
Hey, I got to use that line.
Don't use it, please.
I don't get service a lot right here. You know, let me hit you. I'm working. I'm with top notch. And then I don't reply, and then I post a sick story. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was talking to the guys. I was talking to Diego and Jason about live shows. And they haven't done a live show. You guys have not. And then it's more like we don't really like it's kind of like the hesitation of whether to do it. And I was telling them how when we first did our live show, I think it was like 150 people, right? Mm-hmm. That the tickets and you guys like, are we gonna do it? Are we gonna be able to? And we did it. Clearly, it
in
was super like easy.
Yeah, we did it down the street from here. Actually, way more.
Oh, really? And then, but once we did it, that's when it's like, oh, this is like. But everyone has that hesitation at first. Yeah. And, like, with them, since they're in the corrido space or, like, their niche, they feel like they'd be the first.
Yeah.
You know, now live shows are part of the hip hop stuff. It's part of like our type of the like. I can understand it, but like for them to do it, it's like, okay, should we do it? Should we not do it?
When I first met him, we had just came off our El Rey show, and yeah, you're right. We were sitting down. Leti used to have an office in downtown. And was in fucking DTLA, and we were coming up to our 20th show. 20th? Yeah. Was it the 20th?
20th.
And Leti was like, we should do it live. And we're like, what the fuck? We got 9 days. And we found a little spot down the street called Locals Only. It's like people booking for all types of different shit, like cookouts and fucking like talent shows for like people that are whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
We got there and we're like, hey, can we throw a live show here? How much would it be? How much? That was literally what it was. We sold out within like an hour or two. We sold out 120, 150 tickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys should just do it. And I know it's like that hesitancy of like not having done it. But even like you'll find out people don't even care what you're saying. They just want to be around you.
They just want to be in front of you.
Meet you, take a shot with you, clown you about something from another episode, algo así, right? So how do you guys see that? Like the next steps for Augusto Papa?
Yeah, I think it's a goal that we talked about. I guess at least to have like one this year, no?
It almost happened like last year, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got like some random numbers. But we ended up doing it. I feel like it's a hesitation.
Yeah.
Like, what if like two people show up? And, like,
but it, nah, you it won't happen. You people just fucking just love you fools.
You guys will carve out a whole different lane. Because like, to Leti's point, like me and her come from hip hop. And we've seen, we've gone to live hip hop podcast shows. And we see how they work. They're like, dude, people come out. You know what I'm saying? So we were hesitant because also we're you know, different. We're not like a hip hop podcast. But we kind of seen it work for other people of our peers. But now that we've done it, we're like, dude, people will come. Your guys' numbers will translate into real life people.
Where would you guys do it at if you guys could do it?
Probably LA.
LA. Oh, why? Okay, so another one to LA is better because our venues.
Our venues are really sick.
You guys only have the observatory. No one wants to go to the Honda Center.
I heard they're breaking it down or some shit.
They're breaking it down?
Oh, no.
The Roxy, right?
In LA.
The Roxy.
Yeah,
yeah. They're breaking down the Roxy?
Well, no. The ceiling was falling.
They found structural damage, so they had to like close it, and they're going to renovate it and shit.
Yeah.
Damn, so is Javi still going to have his concert?
They moved it to like a...
He moved
another
else,
venue?
El Rey?
Yeah, I forgot which one it was.
Yeah, I forgot.
El Rey.
We actually went to your guys' show. It was really badass.
Yeah, I invited them.
That's like so cool.
Did I invite you guys?
Yeah, it was a Christmas one. I think we paid.
Nah,
those tickets were mad expensive.
You use code Duno.
Duno was like, I don't know these dudes.
Yeah, hold on. Charges at the door. He pocketed the money? He's like, yeah, just pay me directly. Don't even worry about it.
wait. How'd you, like, which one did you guys go to? The one at the Novo?
Yeah,
that shit was lit when we brought up. When the bonder brought us out.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
And you guys can take that even, like, crazier. Because you guys are strictly in that genre. I think we mix so many different ones. But you guys can do it.
Hey, do kids ever just come up to you guys and, like, want you to hear their songs?
Oh, yeah. We get a lot of, like, emails.
Have you discovered people from there? Like, been like, oh, shit, this
is... Ooh, you want to tell them?
Well, I mean, I think a story. I mean, that does happen a lot. Like, people... Well, probably to you guys too, you know, like, oh, hear this. But something that actually happened with Chinito Pacas was that I found him on TikTok when he was just like, it was just like no stream mob, none of that stuff. Wow. And then he was just singing a song, and I was like, oh, this is a cool song. And I think it was like El Gordo Tal Mando or something like that, like the big one, you know? And I was like, oh, that's cool. So I followed him. He followed me back. And then after that, I think I followed him on Instagram, like, followed me back. And then I didn't see the message, and it was like, he was like, oh, bro, like, listen to my music. I saw you guys' email. I sent you the music. Like, take a listen, you know? And, you know, like, eventually, like, he got signed to...
And he kept telling me, like, dude, there's this kid, Chinito Pacas. And I was like, what do we do?
That's just
a podcast. Like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So, like, the messages are there, you know, like, oh, listen to my music. And I think it's cool. I feel like people might say, like, oh, like, it's such a missed opportunity. Like, you could have really done something. But I see it as, like... I was like, that's pretty crazy, you know? Yeah.
That just shows you that your ear is in the right place. Your ear is working. And then you guys started a record label.
Or something like that. We don't got much to talk about that yet.
First step,
it's in the works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fire. I've seen that. And I'm like, that makes so much sense because you guys are so early on the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel
like
we
realized how, like, we only know about this stuff. And
But that's great. You being an expert at it, being like specializing in that is what sets you guys apart. You might think it might be like why people, you might think this is what keeps people not knowing us, because we're we're from the OC, or we just do this, mm-hmm. it's like, that's going to set you apart, because that's just going to be the hook, and then people are going to see you guys are so relatable, or mm-hmm. just like them, or talk about the same things that them and their friends talk about. But even, like, on the music tip, like, you even liking and listening and talking about it to an artist, that means the world. Like, that's a cosign. Granted, you're not a, I don't know what the label situation, but it's like, you're not these big labels or anything like mm-hmm. that, but you even giving that cosign, you're an influencers. Yeah, there's so many people that listen to you guys just to hear that stuff, and boom, they got a new fan base just because you guys mentioned them. Yeah, we don't get flooded like that, like how you guys do.
We especially, especially now where people
really like you guys mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah, especially now where people are like, hit us up, like, oh, hey, listen to our music. I'll get it in my DM, but it's like, bro, like,
yeah. It doesn't make sense for our podcast. We rarely talk music, mm-hmm. and that was kind of by design. We're like, at first we kind of did, and then it's like, how about we just
more lifestyle?
How about we just talk about our regular lives and what my tia did and all this stuff? But I love that you guys are so like in the mode of like, who else is gonna do it? Mm-hmm. You know, you guys do it to a T. Like I was telling you guys with the JOP and Peso Pluma beef when that was all going down, I was like, dude, I'm glued to your guys' like Instagram and your channels. Yeah, you guys know what you're talking about.
Facebook made a merch that said, make JLP and Peso Pluma friends again. did you guys sell the merch?
Yeah,
we did.
Did it do good?
Yeah, I think so. Hella capitalized. We actually did it at the house. Like, I was the one like making the shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Everything was made in-house.
Everything pretty much in-house. I think that's been like our thing mm-hmm. since the beginning with everything. Like, we've done everything.
That's
when you guys decided to like take it for real, what was like, did you first quit your jobs?
I think
did you have jobs?
Oh, no, well.
You're like 10 years old.
No. So I think, for me and him, we were in a grupo. So we
you guys actually made music.
Before the podcast, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we would have tocadas like every weekend. And well, I mean, I saved up a lot of money, so mm-hmm. I was able to like
fund
it.
Yeah.
I think, being in a grupo and having the podcast, it really comes like hand in hand. So mm-hmm. like you kind of know who's doing it right, who's playing right.
Yeah,
you who knows like what they're playing.
Different.
Yeah. So I think that was a huge help on like what the platform is now.
Mm-hmm. Damn, did you ever think of doing the grupo again?
Nah.
I tell him. I said, like, it'll just be fun.
Honestly, it's for fun. Like,
people say, like, pull up to my party, this and that. It's like, it'd be fun if you show up as a grupo, you know?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Dude, like, even
what would you play?
I don't do shit.
what did you do before? You sold?
Oh, yeah. I had a little, business on my own. So then, like, that's why I had, like, time to just, like,
talk with them.
Like,
yeah.
He was a bait plug.
Yeah, I did that a lot. I mean, I feel like I really, like, let that one go, but that's what I did. It was cool because like some of the artists, like JD, already knew him. I think we were like pretty close.
But I don't understand what Bape plug means. You worked at Bape?
Oh no!
Stuff
like,
fell off a truck.
That was a reseller.
Yeah. So because right here it's like from Japan. So then like when it's like a national product, it's cheaper. And then they would the shirts here were like $120 at the store.
Yeah.
But then over there it's like $60, and I just bring it like that.
Would you go to Japan a lot? Or
no, actually, I just went once, but...
Oh, wow.
That's so cool.
That's fire.
Yeah, so, like, that's what I did for...
And that's how you kind of, like, you gained relationships kind of with other artists and stuff from, like,
I would hit them up, and, like, some of them, like, texted back, and then from
there,
like...
Have you been to Hong Kong?
Not yet.
Which one?
I was like, which one? I was so attacked already.
He was like, did you see me there?
I was like, how does she know?
How does she know?
Hey, you're red. You're blushing.
At 18 or at 21?
He's like, last week.
Last month.
Last month.
Y'all, that's what y'all talking about when I left, huh?
No.
That's so crazy.
We're going to hit these key points and put them on the spot.
And boom.
Hey, is he the only single one?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both in love. I seen you guys in love.
Aw, qué bonito.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Arriba el amor. I'm the only happy one.
I'm the only happy one. Oh, don't worry, brother. Welcome to the team.
So sad.
Yeah, we're single. So Letty's married. Yeah. Kids, beautiful family. Yeah. You guys will get there one day. But yeah, Letty's married. Kids, beautiful family.
He's reminding himself.
Yeah. No, we should go to Ojos Locos. The single dudes.
What happened?
We should go Ojos Locos. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I tell them. Actually, no, I don't tell him anything.
How is it?
I don't even know why I was going with that.
Because I feel a certain way with them being, like, them being single. Not only is it because I'm the girl, but they're single, they're out there living life, and I'm the married one. And you guys are both in relationships, but you're the single. It's like inverted. It's like flipped.
Yeah.
Like, is he the one that's going out having fun? You guys are like, oh, bro, we're going to go double date or something.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Do you go? Do you try to like five wheel it or?
Oh, sometimes he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we go to concerts and stuff, like sometimes I do it myself. Sometimes I invite somebody. But yeah. Yeah. Aside from that, when we go out, like it's just me and like other friends. Nice. No los dejan.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you guys have, like, do your girls have homegirls or like cousins that you guys try to hook him up before?
There's a story there. Uncover the story. Uncover the story.
That's who?
Who? You tell it. You know it. It's in your
brain. Well, I mean, like, I don't try to make him like hook up, but I don't. He just makes the move. And
I make the move. Nah. I don't think that's really happened, though.
No, que you're calladito, calladito. So you make moves. How do you make moves?
With alcohol.
I tell him, I'll text you back later. I'm on my way to Spotify.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a place.
Nah, Angel got it. She has, like, the colored eyes and everything.
Oh, you do. And if you have the colored eyes, you got the vape plug.
Vape plug.
Don't you, baby? I got some vape in my trunk. Which one you want?
What size are you, baby?
That's it.
What's your sign?
I think it's Aries.
Oh, so it's next month? Or the end of this month?
His birthday is next week.
Oh,
his birthday is
Thursday.
That's
fucking crazy.
My bad, fam.
Today's Aries season.
No.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but
my birthday. Wait, when's your birthday? March what?
21st.
It's coming out.
Oh, it's Thursday. In 2 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And oh, said next, yeah, next
you're
month.
Like
Aries,
today. You're like a little bit of Duno because you're in the cusp. The first 3 days and the last 3 days of a sign, you're both a little bit of both. So you're Pisces Aries. You're like,
oh, well, technically,
it's today.
Fuck, we dropped our episode on Thursday, so happy birthday,
Bob. Happy birthday,
yeah. Man, I wish you would have known. What the fuck?
Damn, I thought you guys were going to bring a show.
Yeah, we dropped it this week. So then your birthday pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time this drops, we'll all be at Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Well, for yours, they brought like somebody was dancing on your something.
Yeah, strippers, yeah. Shout out to them.
What happened?
Nothing. That was good. I'm single.
You guys are in a couple. Please don't.
Yeah. Why you want to know, Jason?
Yeah. That's great.
Hold on. I want to know about this dynamic because you guys live together. Not only do you guys have the pod together, you guys live together.
Yep.
Talk about that. I need to like deep dive on all this. So,
whose idea was it?
Whose idea was it?
Well, honestly, it was his.
It was his idea.
Okay, tell you that.
Okay, like okay, it was his idea, but like
from the get go,
we saw the vision and we knew it was gonna benefit all of us. Like the initial plan was to move into the place, build a set for season 3.
Like a content house.
In a content house. And turns out, like, we don't even use the house for content.
Mm. Or make content.
And then
but to be clear, I would like to say that in the grand scheme of things, I feel like it did help us out a lot. We do make content there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't. It was just very different from the plan from what actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. So we got demonetized, too, from YouTube for, like, 6 months.
I remember. So when I saw you guys again, you guys were telling me about how you guys got demonetized.
Yeah.
Well, did they ever tell you guys why?
No, they didn't.
Oh, that's whack.
Yeah. Dang.
But was it over a bit? Like, you guys went through guidelines or what the fuck?
Well, we tried to, like, what
appeal
is it?
We had a connection to YouTube.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're going to look into it.
Well, and that's why you could upload video on Spotify now.
Yeah. Spotify. I love
this shit.
Yeah. Damn, y'all way better Spotify partners than us.
Us, can we take this shit?
Us the whole time. Danny, ponte a trabajar.
Nah, shout out. You know what? Like, and we'll get back to the shout out. Yeah, but shout out Spotify because we actually went with London. We went to London because of Spotify, so that was a great fucking time. Yeah, I went for the radar thing.
No. Damn, we didn't get invited to Spotify.
We didn't get invited to Spotify.
Yeah.
It's like green, no? With the mic? That's on the radar thing?
No.
That's the rap.
But I like what you're talking about.
Yes,
yeah.
That's my boy.
There's a lot of similar names.
It's an event.
Yeah, no, they took us to the UK, to London.
It was like the radar program that, like, it's like up and coming creators that they, like, flew us all out.
Do you guys speak Spanish on the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're all English.
Only when we have to be honest.
When you have to, what do you mean? ¿Qué es eso?
Because there are no sabos like us.
No, we're very bad no sabos. You guys are not no sabos like us.
Oh, no.
No.
Well,
no,
honestly, the only one that speaks it really well is him.
No way.
And then he's probably the second best and then me.
You're probably way better than all of us together.
I'll pull up
a no sabo game.
Yeah, yes, I haven't heard him. Yo, that's a strong.
Like in Spanish.
Well,
your
dad talks English, right?
Yeah.
Hasson.
Hasson.
Yeah, my dad speaks English and Spanish, okay. But I think it's very difficult. Pues me levanté, me bañé.
¿Se bañó?
Me bañé.
¿Se bañó el nene?
Se bañó el nene. Me fui a cortar el pelo, luego los esperé. Okay. Damn, what else?
That's good, no, that's good.
No, you're good.
Victor, ¿qué hiciste hoy?
Hoy fui a trabajar. Fui a trabajar. I didn't say él.
You said
no, I didn't.
Trabajar.
Fui a trabajar.
¿A trabajar o al trabajo?
Fui a trabajar. Okay.
¿Qué le pasó a tu ventana del carro?
Un pinche homeless.
He's a smoker. Okay.
Whatever. I don't know. Me lo quebraron.
Me lo quebraron.
Y se fue allá afuera.
Y corro allá.
All right, you guys.
You're bad. Duno has like the best, but he talks like
that. I have really good Spanish, though.
No, he does.
I have really good Spanish. Ask me a question.
¿Qué te gusta del AI?
Las muchachas me caen muy bien, you know? Like, son buena onda. Son, son fácil.
No. No. No.
That's a crazy cosa right there.
Le
gusta
tomar, bebiar y periquear a la verga.
Where are you going again? So, we can all carpool with it.
Yeah. Cuando quieras, va a ver mi calendario y si tengo un día abierto, puedes venir conmigo.
Va.
Okay, because your dad talks Spanish, both your parents talk, I mean, your dog talks English, both your parents talk Spanish, mm-hmm. And Angel, you talk to them in English, but they talk to you in Spanish. Yeah. But you're the one that has the best Spanish, according to Diego and Jason.
Yeah, I think it's because I used to live in Mexico. I lived in Mexico for a little while.
Okay.
Younger, so, I really
so we need to have
like
a Spanish off between our best Spanish speaker and their best Spanish speaker, okay?
Okay.
Let me come up with the game while we do.
Come up with the game.
That's really good. That's
pero,
good.
Yeah,
we haven't heard you speak Spanish.
Oh, no. I've been asking the questions in Spanish.
Or ask it in Spanish.
Okay, but I need to ask him something in Spanish.
Yeah.
¿Qué te gusta en una mujer?
Que sean de la I.
Que sean como las de la I. No, fuck with que tengan bonitos sentimientos.
They're so mad at him right now.
That's it.
So their emotions, there's that's
as long
it?
As their emotions that's are it. Pretty, the homie's down.
Oh, okay.
But back to you guys not that's fucking so YouTube not paying you guys.
Oh, yeah.
How are you guys? I know you guys told me you guys were doing like Patreon, right?
We did it for like a month and then we canceled it.
We did it for like 2 days, two business days.
How like was that shit discouraging?
Yeah, it really was.
On month 4, yeah. Cause I was like, oh, don't trust guys, it's gonna get fixed. Like, just give it a few weeks. And then like month 2, I was like, no, trust, I just hit her up again, like it'll get fixed. And then once we realized, like, month 4, no reply, no nothing, that's when we got pretty discouraged.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was hard.
I mean, it's like, it's what we do.
And then we had rent because we got a new spot.
Of course.
So that thing sucked. Oh, because we got demonetized 3 weeks after moving out.
Imagine you have a whole game plan to, like, move to a place.
Build a nice
and, like,
stand.
Yeah. And then you're just, like, you're not making money no more. And that's, like, kind of what you're living off of.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, but it wasn't just, like that. I feel like we really looked at it, like, long term, you know? Like, let's say you guys for this podcast, like, you guys love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys, you know, at the end of the day, we do it because we love it. But, of course, like, there needs to be, like, a monetary side, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
And to, like, not have a road to ever get money off that again, like, it's pretty crazy.
And then when you guys got it back, it was like a...
It was definitely a relief. I think it was kind of like our startup again. Like, okay, like, you know, let's build up our momentum and get the numbers up again.
Yeah. And you guys have because me and Vic were talking about this. I love how when something happens, and I can only imagine that you put that in your room, you put that scrolling through Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, example, like, fucking the shit happened at Running Loud where some artists couldn't make it. You guys were like the first social platform with a clip. Yes. Like, you guys were right away on it, and as a content creator, I'm like, you gotta give respect where it's due.
No, real shit. I saw it, and you guys were so fast on it, and it was well produced and everything. I'm like, what happened? Is it like somebody sees it and Angel, turn on the camera?
Exactly. Like that.
No. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, and it's not like we get like a heads up on something that's going on. You know, we just see it as everybody like, else.
Have you guys ever gotten a heads up? Because one thing about you guys that makes you guys a dope podcast is that. Like, people, like, we're it's like a rare thing. Like, even with us, like, we have, like, we're a podcast that, like, the artists actually fuck with. Mm-hmm. And you guys are exactly the same thing. Do you guys ever get heads up?
You guys get inside information?
Not that I remember right now.
What about inside information? I mean, you guys know more.
Sometimes, yeah.
Maybe some tea, you know.
Honestly, yeah. Right, inside information, yeah, we have a lot. That we don't release because most of the time they give us information to, like, expose a person.
Oh, that's like, what I like.
But, like, I'm like, we're not going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go long.
That's good. Because it starts some whole bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever, like, thought about it? Like, fuck it, let's just do it.
Yeah. No, not that. No, but I could see, like, why some people would, like, do that, you know? Because, of course, it's, like, a lot of views and all that, but... I think we really, we have a lot of respect for, like, the platform, you know, and, like, and, well, like, staying away from the cheesiness and all that. Like we really try not to make that, like, our thing.
Yeah.
I know, I talked to you guys before about it, but when you guys say your opinion about a certain song or, like, certain thing, do the artists contact you guys personally, like, like the song?
Right. And that's the thing I hate, too, because, like, we do a lot of free promo, and, like, we don't get thank yous. But the moment, like, something happens, like, let's just say this artist says something, like, publicly, you know, like, on his fucking, I don't know, Instagram, for example. Like, hey, you know, fuck this person or whatever. We recorded, like, hey, did you guys hear what this person said? He said, fuck this person. And then they'll call, like, hey, why are you saying that shit? Like, and I'm like, well, you said it, bro. Like,
that's
we get a lot of that.
Yeah. And that's, like, a tricky thing, because even, like, I feel like we've been called out for, like, just saying shit or our opinion. But I'm like, dick, like, you took, like... One thing people don't understand, like, as like I love clips, but just me loving clips, I also understand that there's a whole other 30 minutes of that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, y'all gotta understand
with
that,
more context.
Like, we're, like, you ever see a trailer from a movie? Like, that's essentially what we're doing. We're giving you something to make you come watch the whole fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, I recently went to go see Kung Fu Panda, and the trailer was fucking amazing. That's the only reason I want to go see the fucking thing. Because I was on TikTok, the trailer came up, and I was like, I'm gonna go
you
watch this shit.
You would see Kung Fu Panda even if you didn't see the trailer.
You know what? I didn't see the third one. So the trailer wasn't that good. So I saw the fourth one, and I was like, this shit is good.
I'm sure the storyline isn't that strict. You can miss the third one.
But it's not, but it blew my mind what happened in the fourth one. Shout out Kung Fu Panda. Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw them all.
That shit was good, right?
Yeah, it was really
the plot twist?
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. But I watched it because of the trailer. I was like, oh shit, new Dragon Warrior. You know
and to that point, I mean, it's like, it seems like a lot of artists, if you talk nicely about them, they're going to categorize you. Oh, they're in my favor. Mm-hmm. Always. Whatever I do, they're going to support. And it's like, that's not true. Like, I like what you've done so far, but tomorrow you could drop the worst song ever. And we have to be honest about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like people get upset probably at you guys because it's you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you guys used to like my music. What happened? It's like,
I think that's why a lot of people kind of like what we do in a sense, because there's kind of like no filter.
Yeah.
Like you say your opinion and you're not kind of like selling out to them. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, they good might be your bad. Homie, or, but at the end of the day, like if a song's good, it's good. If it's bad, then it's bad, you know?
How do you guys keep up with the PR? With like the sense of like, you guys are the podcast to go to, and I think you guys probably even get more than Pepe. And shout out Pepe, right? He's an amazing, he's an amazing things in his platform, right? But like, how do you guys keep up with the amount of artists that want to come on your shit? Like, you guys have to say no at some point, right?
How many no's do you guys give like a week?
Damn, honestly, it's hard to say no. It really is, especially when it's like a text message instead of an email. Like if it's an email, you just like don't
reply. That's so true. That's so true.
But
emails are easy to ignore. Text message, oh shit.
Honestly, I don't reply.
Yeah. Sometimes.
But like they know, cause like they'll be like, oh, okay, you know, and then they'll send me like another artist, be like, oh, okay, you know, bet like this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause I feel like especially the way the corrido scene is going, the Mexican regional music, you fools are finding a new artist every week.
Yeah.
There's no way you can interview every single artist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you guys pick and choose?
Oh, whoa.
How do we do it?
I feel like...
I'd say because we kind of know what's, like, hitting.
Yeah.
Like, what instruments should be used, the lyrics, like, the voice. And I think that's how we're able to tell, right? Like, oh, like, Chinito Pacas, for example, you're like, oh, he doesn't have, like, a Cristiano Dal voice, but, like, he's super unique. Like, the instruments, like, is going to hit.
Is there an artist that you guys ever fumbled?
Yeah, you said no to. And then they ended Peso up being big.
Whoa, I mean, no,
I said no to Peso.
No, I took the question out of context.
What was it?
What was the context
that you took it?
Like, almost happened but didn't
Happy. Oh, that's different. That's different.
So close. It was the day before his show at the Toyota Arena, first show in the U.S. Right? We saw him at the mall, and then he was like, "Hey, pull up to my Airbnb. Like, let's shoot this shit tonight." It's like, here's my manager's number. I texted the manager. Well, you know what? I think I gave her the wrong number, right? My wrong number, because I was so nervous.
Oh, you motherfucker! Oh, yeah.
Then I texted her on Instagram, and she's like, "Oh, sorry, he's actually busy today. He has to get ready for tomorrow." Damn. So like, she replied, but you know that happened.
Yeah,
yeah. So, like, wrong number. I see something like we're like, "Oh, not right now," you know. But and then like they blow up like that. I don't think so.
Not yet. It hasn't happened like you guys that. Haven't missed us.
Yeah, one. But yeah, for the most part, like it's the artist reaching out to be on the podcast, and then from there we just like. See which one we're a fan of, and
yeah,
I think it shows a lot on the podcast when like there's like they're eager, you know, to come on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
showcase what they got going on.
Yeah. Do people ever get mad that you guys don't interview enough people from the OC? Whoa. Like the artist from the OC be like, you guys don't fucking show us love, but show everybody else love.
No, I don't think so.
I feel like there's not
really artists from the OC.
I don't think they close.
All the artists from the OC. Damn.
Well, like you know, pop. I mean, like Legado. Legado's from the OC, right?
Like I was from South Central, I think.
No, like I was from San.
Whoa,
Santa.
I think they're from
I believe
Santa.
Them.
They're from Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Like I was said, they're from Santa. I don't think so.
No, I think one of the members, one of the founding members, is from Santa Ana. Call but right. I think mm-hmm. one of them is from LA.
I think
you guys can check. You guys like one of you.
I'm pretty sure it's Santa. Ana.
You think it's Santa Ana?
Yep.
I'm gonna go with South Central.
Let's see who's right.
And I think like Alex lives in like Tustin or something like that. I don't even know how I know that.
Do you guys edit shit when artists tell you to edit shit out?
Not really. I feel like
well, they never really ask, huh? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just, I think we ask them like, oh, anything specific like you want us to ask? You know, they usually just say, oh, you know, I'm dropping my song on Friday. All right, but anything you don't want us to talk about? And I think for the most part,
they just say, don't ask if we have a girlfriend, right?
That's
like the
say.
Only,
like
every artist says that.
Yeah.
Don't you ask know the what? You know what?
They want to seem like attainable.
And that's something that we've never got. Like, I don't think we've ever got that. Mm-hmm. But, and usually we don't follow rules. Like, let them be like, do not know what I'm saying. I just fucking, I'll blur the fucking whatever is on my mind out. And it just, and it ended up, and it usually ends up working out. But I've noticed with Latino artists, that's like a thing.
Yeah.
These fools don't like claiming their girls.
Yeah, well,
I think like a lot of them have girlfriends, right?
Yeah, like, I think so. I feel like it's just like,
well, because like, that looks, like yeah. entertainment wise, that used to be the thing. Like yeah. back in like old like American days, it was like the male entertainers never flaunted their wives like that. It was like, oh, he's a sex symbol. All the girls got to go crazy for him. There was like kind of only one way to market artists, and you know. Like, I mean, if you think about any of the legendary, like, Vicente Fernandez, like, who's his wife? Do we know her name?
I forgot her name right now.
Well, I mean, all respect to her, but it's like that they're propping up him. It's like he wants to be like, my grandma has a crush on him. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, they've had a crush on him since back then. And that's the way they kind of marketed him. And in American, like, kind of like culture, it's changed a little bit where it's like, oh, now relationships, we can prop them up and stuff like that. And it's different, Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? That's like, people want to be couple goals.
Justin Bieber, Selena.
Like, it's like, that's cooler. I feel like that hasn't really happened in the Mexican regional scene. Just,
I just thought about that right now. I don't know not one of them fools that's public with their girl. Who?
That's crazy.
What artists have you guys felt like have momentum but stop having it? At a very high point. Because you guys are very up to date.
Oh, I think Polo Gonzalez had a really high moment and then he gradually went down. And I think he's trying to pick it back up, but hopefully
he
does.
Like label problems.
Yeah. Mm. That's how I feel about Mark Amepe. They had one more.
Oh, yeah.
That's their best friend.
Herencia. Yeah. Herencia Patrones. Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude, they go hard.
You know who I had high hopes for? Polo Gonzalez was one of them.
Yeah.
Where I was like, when I met him, he had that song that was cracking.
Oh, yeah.
And even Grupo Firme.
Yeah.
But is that because they haven't dropped an album, or is it because they're not hitting?
No, they're just not hitting the
because
same.
Because I feel like Cada Quien was tight.
For real?
Yeah.
Or even Cristian Nodal.
When was Calidad? When did Calidad drop? That's
a baby.
I mean, we always talk about how, like, you know, Peso Pluma had his boom, and, you know, he's up here, but even if he goes a little bit down, people are going to say he's falling off. But in reality, he's falling.
Yeah,
like, he's not falling off.
True.
Yeah.
He's just gradually, you know, going down. But nobody's been at his level.
Yeah, I think it's pretty crazy. Like, Yeah, because I mean, like going from selling, I think what's it called, Staples, and they sold it like 7 times in like 10 days yes. or something like that.
Yeah, that's what
I mean,
saying.
Sometimes there can be fan fatigue with that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we're gonna go to the concert again. I just went the last 3 years or whatever, yeah. you know. And it's like it can be okay to take a break, and you know, for Grupo Firme, it's like maybe they haven't been in the studio. Maybe they've just mm-hmm. been enjoying life. Yeah. You know, getting inspiration.
In pools.
With
Tekashi. Yeah, I think the public kind of went. It got like their yeah. shit was so much, because even when I saw them at Baja Beach Fest, I was like, oh, they got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, they still got it. That
of
shit
course.
Was.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. It's shit. Crazy because you guys are young. You guys are Duno's age. Like, me and Vic have seen other artists stand a long time. But to him, it's like, if they're not doing something this year, oh, my God, they fell off. Like, well, it's like, it's okay to spend some time not doing it or, like, yeah. every so often. Like, but we also come from where Kendrick dropped an album 5 years ago and didn't mm-hmm. drop one until last year. Like,
yeah.
but no, like, but my thing is that, like, Dave, like how you said, it. They went from 7 years.
Dude, Banda Macho still got it.
Yeah.
Banda Macho do still got it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the
I think, like, the market right now. It's just,
you ready?
It's just mm-hmm. like that.
It's because it's different in the U.S. too. Like, Grupo Firme, mm-hmm. for us in the U.S., we might make it seem like, oh, you know, they fell off. But in Mexico, like, they're still huge.
True.
And, you know, yeah. they can't go
That's
outside.
A whole different
yeah.
market.
Yeah, they but it's just people are like that, you know, in the comments. Oh, they're not selling no more or mm-hmm. this yeah. or that. Yeah, and I think also, like, the public is not, you know, it's not very forgiving. Like,
mm-hmm. once they kind of turn on has a hell of voice in different platforms.
Mm-hmm. It's kind
of
like Yaritza. She had that whole major thing, and I was like, And like, to me, like how'd you guys take that?
Well, that thing happened on our podcast, too.
Yeah,
that
happened on our podcast.
Oh, it was, oh yeah. Pieces of shit.
Remember when they yeah. when you asked them about editing clips? They didn't edit it out.
No, but we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We didn't take it out of context.
You guys made a clip.
No,
you guys didn't even make a clip.
No, this is what happened.
Okay, let's hear
it. It was, and actually that time, we had the publicist reach out, like, you know, some questions.
Yeah.
And I think it was something new for us. It only happened like one or twice where we actually had to send questions ahead. You know, we just sent, you know, the normal questions. The conversation came up to asking about, like, Mexico. She said she didn't really like it because her brother got deported or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And she had to go to Mexico City to see him. And all the work, like, all the music videos had to be happening in Mexico City. So, like, traía los malos recuerdos.
Yeah.
And even I said, I was like, oh, like, I don't like Mexico City either, like that, because, like, something very similar happened to me, you know?
Like, personal experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's so it was, like, a personal.
Like, it's kind of saying, in my opinion, this is what happened versus, I don't like, it's whack mm-hmm. or it's bad
yeah.
or it's
yeah.
trash.
Yeah,
similar to, like, when you're, like, in L.A., my car got broken into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what your memory of Los Angeles is going
to
be.
If you were to ask me on Saturday morning, how do you like downtown L.A. after I got my car broken into?
Yeah.
I would have been like, fuck downtown L.A. And then Duno would have been mad at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right? No, it's
and,
the same
and,
kind of thing.
And I get it. Like, even I totally forgot that a clip did. But when people were like, okay, example, like, my mom is an older Mexican lady. So, you know, that shit was viral for them. It was like.
And she's from.
And she's from, like, my mom. Yeah. We're from El DF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mom, when she, like, when I saw her the next morning, she was, like, questioning me. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't do nothing. But she knows I have, like, some sort of relationship, like, whether it's, like, through it. Like, my mom knows I know who she is. And, like, and I was like, mom, you know she's from, because the clip that went crazy was the fact that she said, like, I don't like the noise or some shit, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's
too loud.
Like, and I'm like, mom, if you ask anybody from the IE right now how they feel about LA, they're going to say, it's too crowded, it's loud as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't fuck. And if you ask me, do I want to live in, where's she from? Washington? She's from Yakima?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I want to fucking live in Yakima? Fuck no. Who the fuck wants to live in Yakima?
Yeah.
If you were to ask me between living here in a little small town in Guatemala, I'm going to say Los Angeles, where I'm from. This is what I love this. Mm-hmm. If you were to ask me if I love El DF, I've never been, but I'm probably going to love it. Why?
Like,
I grew up in downtown LA. I love loud noises, things to do. Everybody's cramped up. I like that's my thing. If you were to ask me if I want to live in fucking Santa Clarita, buff fuck, Silmar, fuck no, it's boring.
Bro, why you have to bring in where I'm
from? I have to throw you in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ask me if I want to live in Harupa Valley, no.
Yeah.
You ask me if I want to live in Irvine, fuck no.
Yeah. Irvine's really
nice. Actually, Irvine's pretty nice. But, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I was trying to, and then I met one of my mom's friends, and she was, like, absurd about it, like, what the fuck? There's no way she doesn't like Mexico.
Yeah.
Why does she sing it? I'm like, dog.
And that became like a whole meme where people are like, oh, like
the chicken nuggets.
The chicken nuggets.
I think that's insane. Oh. It was like some. Or when they cultural, got soda like, in a bag, thing. Remember?
Yeah, that's like some shit like my grandma like caught wind of. And it's like, if you think about insane. This is like, you know, we're media members and so we're going to know little things. But when it goes to like Primer Impacto and
like
shit.
Like the Mexican president.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like the Mexican president, he was like, cut her some slack. Something along those
lines. She's
like
a kid.
Yeah. That too. That was the biggest thing to me. 17, 18, 19 years old, whatever. Yeah. Like,
hey, it's so like, fucked up. And like, she's doing amazing. Like, she's still doing. But I think the way she took it, but you could tell that, like, it was like, dog, she didn't mean no harm.
I know. I felt like, so bad for her.
One of my aunts was trying to tell me something. I was like, dog, your kid, only you go out at family barbecues, you go buy this little fucker McDonald's. Shut the fuck up. And she was like, I put it even. No, it's not different. Your kid's just like her.
Yeah, people just like watching a little clip, you know, and like really.
Hey, did you guys feel terrible? Crazy.
Did you feel guilty?
Did you feel guilty with all the money that you guys made from the interview?
We were demonetized.
Oh. Okay, that makes it worse.
Oh, so you didn't feel guilty.
Yeah, no, so it's not like we didn't benefit monetarily from that.
But you would have loved to.
No.
It's
just
so.
Really like you see like.
But the fact that the Mexican president watched your podcast, that's major.
That's
major.
Yeah, we didn't even think about
some
it.
Some way, somehow, like that probably did happen. Yeah. They probably showed him a clip.
Hey, did they reach out to you guys?
They asked for permission for like, a clip, no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got emails from like different
like big ass social media pages.
Yeah, they'll just be like, hey, can we use your clip? I didn't reply to none of them. I actually just saw them like 3 weeks ago. I was going through my emails.
That
I was
they
like,
had
oh,
sent
shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, I did see it on the news too. Well, I guess they just used
it. Oh,
them.
Yeah, someone on the news.
They just used them anyway?
Yeah, they just used it anyway.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
I was like, as long as they asked,
yeah, we
they
asked.
Did their due diligence.
Yeah.
What parts of Mexico are each of your families from? And I know you said you lived there, Angel. So
from El Defe.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, we did. We did connect over that. Nice. Yeah. You, me, you were the fucking guys.
Same. Right. Hell yeah. I was actually born there.
Sinaloa?
No, El Defe.
Oh, Defe too.
We're fucking.
Les gustan las cumbias.
Hey,
over here, my boy.
Torreón, Coahuila. I was born over there as well.
Wait, where is that, Jason?
It's kind of north of Durango.
Okay. It's not his fault. It's not his bad.
Honestly, that place is very like.
Well, you guys are all born in Mexico?
No, just us two. And he was born here.
Yeah. But he went to Mexico.
Yeah.
When I was little, my parents left.
Yeah, and I feel like.
Go ahead. You were DACA?
Yeah.
Oh, chill and cry.
But that's why they're in relationships.
They're in relationships. I feel it. Yeah, they're ready.
One way or another.
There's the road to citizenship.
You can't be a playboy and a dreamer.
You gotta hurry up.
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one.
Hey, you love me, this nigga.
Yeah, you know he's clowning on them.
Hey, you know what? When I fucking met you guys, this fool was just going in on them about not having papers.
Oh. Me? No, what the?
Yeah, he's like that.
He's like that too. Hey, he's like that too.
Hey, you know what's cool about it? That as Mexicans, when we have, obviously, bro, all of our fucking parents, oh, I think Letty's dad. Oh, actually,
all
their parents have citizenship. My parents and my two sisters don't have citizenship. So I'm allowed to clown. They're technically not allowed to clown because their parents.
What?
My parents were born in Mexico. Both
I got my husband papers. I can clown.
You did get your husband papers. Hey, tell your girls to learn from Letty.
Let me talk to him.
He's like, hey, public talk to them right now.
Public service announcement.
Trump ain't going to help.
Yeah, that part.
You know what? Oh, no. Yeah.
Don't even try.
Hey, look at the bright side.
Hey, do you ever do like cool shit and they can't come?
Hell yeah.
Like, go to Mexico?
Hong Kong?
How do y'all know about that shit? They told you?
No, I didn't say shit.
No, yeah, I go out. I used to go.
You sound like you don't like saying more. That.
Hey, do you want to go to Baja Beach for this year?
Oh, yeah. That's
come with me and my homies.
That's rude.
No, no,
yeah, I had plans of going.
One time we got a call
cool.
from, was it Baja Beach Fest or? And Papa's and Beer.
Papa's and Beer.
Papa's and Beer.
And I was like, damn, I can't go, but let me go talk to him downstairs. I was like, all sad.
Dude, for real.
Possibly
right?
With the work.
And then I was like,
now you're making me feel bad.
Yeah. I feel like it's risky. We got to fix that.
Yeah. With the work, like if you're going for work, like,
yeah,
it might be possible.
I'm applying for that this year, though.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? You fools are going to be. And for the minute that happens, and all clowning aside, right? The minute that happens, you fools are going to be out of here. The fact that you fools will be able to go to Mexico and interview all the fools that can't come here.
You guys could probably do a live show in Mexico. A live
That'd
podcast.
Be cool.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be
in
dope.
Spanish?
We were in supposed English to. Cool. They had invited us to interview Nathanael Cano in Mexico City, but
at his house.
Yeah.
At his house? and we couldn't go, and we sent. We
you
were gonna
go.
We
you just can't come back.
We were gonna send Angel, but no quiso.
Oh, just
well, by
Angel
himself,
by
that's a lot.
Do you think
that's
with by
ask.
Himself? Because how they were saying that you were bien calladito in school. Do you think that they bring it out of you, like, or having that friend group brings it out of you? Because to me, you couldn't tell me that you're the quiet one.
Yeah, no. When I started, like, it was really tough, but it was like something that I wanted to get better at. Like,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah. I didn't think about like public speaking, you know, but like, right. Just, like regular speaking, and it was really tough. But
it was crazy because once he joined, because he was super, super quiet. Yeah. He joined, I think like 3 weeks later, this fool was on Tengo Talento.
Shut up.
The fucking week after, we took you to what, like Laughlin or some shit?
Oh, yeah, like we didn't really know each other at all. And then we went to Laughlin together. No,
and then we went to Hawaii after. Too, no? Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Cause
oh, so we took a lot of Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii cool. Hawaii cool.
Yeah,
because
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, you can go to Puerto Rico.
Do they have corridos there? Or, like, why did you guys go to Hawaii?
No, that's the only place we could go.
No, but like, why? Oh, like for fun.
Oh, yeah.
Puerto Rico, in Cuba, I think.
My boy bought a cry. Stop it. He's
like, hey, you know what, though? That is, we have one homie in our friend group that doesn't have paper. Shout out my boy Marvin. And he was part of the wedding, and we went for the bachelor. And we put him in the group chat either way to fuck with him.
Oh,
damn. The bachelor was in.
And Rosarito, we sent the Airbnb, and he kept leaving it. Every different homie kept adding him.
You know what would be tight, though, for Baja Beatrice to do something in
the States?
In San Diego. And then, like a double thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because just like it's with you guys, it's a lot of us that have that same situation, you know? But still want to be a part of that. My friend Bo, she styles
Yaritza.
I was planning to go to Rosarito, and so I'm like, oh, we can make it a girls trip. Me, my friend Angie, and we invited Bo. And
shout out Bo.
That's when she reminded me, like, oh, I don't have my papers either. And I felt bad for even having brought it up, like, because it's just you don't want those reminders. But it's true, like that's kind of what you're living with. Would you guys marry the girls that you're with?
Yeah, I would. Marry.
You would. Oh, Jason, please answer because you already asked about the birthdays.
Well, okay, yeah, check this out. He's been.
Don't expect.
Oh, brother.
Just remember, they own this footage. There ain't no take backs.
This is a clip right here. Right?
I
boom, boom.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm making
a good clip for y'all.
It's entertainment.
I'm PR trained.
Hey, this fool's loving this. She was like, oh, one more single guy in the house. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
He's gonna love the drama, the hearing it on the phone.
God. Nah, yeah. Good of God. Course.
Where do you go?
Of course. do they ever fight and you hear them and you're like, oh, let me just mind my business?
Actually, no. I don't think so. I feel like
we'll get ready.
Like we kind of learned the dynamic. We just everybody does their own thing.
Oh, fine. Yeah. All right. Well, let you have the game.
Oh
ready?
Yeah, I have the game. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you guys a word in English. It's you're the best Spanish speaker for Augusto Papa, right, Angel?
Yeah.
And fine. Duno, you just I'm sorry by default.
By default.
I think I'm the best one in general here.
What if Duno plays Jason? I feel like he's
no.
Then it would be Vic plays Jason.
Yeah, oh, because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty bad. So
yeah,
I think,
so
okay. Vic plays Jason.
No, but Duno feels confident.
Vic, you're gonna play Jason. Okay. You're ready.
Okay. Oh, it's too.
No, he said he's confident. So
okay,
go.
Vic, say wristwatch in Spanish.
Reloj.
Good job.
Yeah.
Jason.
I didn't know.
Say screw, like a screw in Spanish. The tool.
Tornillo.
Good job. Okay. Victor.
Yeah.
Bookshelf. In Spanish.
That's actually.
I don't even know that.
I don't even know.
You can take the L and just get out of it or try.
I'll say. I don't know.
Okay. It says estante para libros.
I wouldn't have got that.
Okay. Jason. Sewer.
Sewer.
Don't even look at him, Diego. Don't even look at him, Angel.
Fuck. Sewer, like.
Like a sewer.
Yeah.
Sewer.
Like Ninja Turtle.
I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
Can you put it in a sentence?
How many characters in the word? I was going to say drinaje.
No, there was three answers, and that's none of them. That's la alcantarilla, la cloaca, and el albañal. But you said neither of those.
That's crazy. Maybe okay. That's I think what you're saying is drain. You're trying to say it in Spanish. So, but it's the one in the sinks.
Yeah.
The one you're saying is the one in the sinks.
Oh, okay, my bad.
It's not. I think when she puts sewer, it's probably the street ones,
okay,
right?
Okay, both of you got one wrong.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Vic, shoelace.
Shoelace.
Bro.
Why do I feel like I know this?
You have to think of one. And you have
I have one.
Shoelace. Oh, amárrate los.
Amárrate el pinche
zapato. Yeah, it's not zapatos. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know.
Jason, shoelace.
Agujetas.
That's a good answer, but it's wrong. Right here it says cordón.
That's crazy. Yeah, I would give him that. I'm not even.
Agujetas is laces. Agujetas de color de.
No.
Right, Duno?
Agujetas is shoelace. Yeah, shoelace. Amarte las agujetas. Yeah, agujetas. That's what I thought too.
Next question, please.
Hold on.
Are you right?
Oh, yeah, laces. No, agujetas. Look. Ajuetas, laces.
This is the clip right here.
Or have we all been saying it wrong?
You guys are saying something wrong.
I mean, my parents say...
Like I've always said ajuetas, too.
A lot of times based on what your family uses, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, ajuetas, laces, too. Fuck it.
Unless that's like Spain. Right. Spain.
Okay, now those are mine. So now Duno's going to ask you one, Jason. And Angel, you have to ask Victor one. A word in English that they have to translate to Spanish.
Oh, I got mine already.
And you make it hard because you want your team to win.
I got one already.
I've been thinking for like 5 minutes.
He just started thinking.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. All right, Jason.
Go for it.
Transmission.
Transmission.
Ah, oh, that was easy. That was easy. People don't be getting that one.
That was easy. Agushopa. Love you.
I thought he wasn't going to get it.
Oh, come on.
Hey, people don't be knowing transmission.
Oh my God.
People say motor.
No.
Even I would have got that right.
Yes.
Look, they're huddling up. They're speaking Spanish.
Like, this is a family feud.
Hey, that's not fair. They're not papers.
Oh, I didn't lie.
All right, unhinged. Okay, now no.
Oh, fucking angel, bro.
Not transmission.
Oh my God.
No, I thought they were going to get it.
Bro, he looks like a fucking one. Mechanic. Of course he's going to get it.
That's easy as fuck. Even Jason could do that.
You can't give him one. No right. One helped Duno. If we did, we would have been a better word.
Yes.
No, you can't
help him.
All right, then. See that one.
English word, he has to translate to Spanish.
See the one you're going to say? Fuck it.
Angel,
that is a game point?
Yes.
Angel, vas a cagar.
It's actually to tie.
Ya se cagó.
Oh.
Just see the one
pregnant.
Huh?
Pregnant.
Embarazada.
See, I fucking told you, see? You fucking
said it. Now
we can huddle, and now you guys
You said pregnant.
No, I said embarrassed.
Oh, what the
You're a sabo. You're a sabo.
Embarrassed.
I think I'm cool. Ready for this one time. I told we, and this story went viral for our podcast.
I think I saw from there.
Okay, one time, I told my grandma that my sister was embarrassed to me, but instead of saying, how do you say it?
Embarrassed.
Embarazada. Yeah, well, with the girl version. I said pregnant, like embarazada. And my grandma almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, I got it from that clip. That's all I was saying.
Yeah. Okay. How to lean? Go, one more. Yeah. It's fucking.
No, we had to.
Oh, I got a good one.
You should have said.
I like this. We could.
What?
No.
Dude, that's the
weaker
the one you just told me. No, that's a good one, though, because in the... Dude, trust me, not a lot of people.
Teamwork. All right,
got it. You ready?
All right,
you guys go first. Well, you guys asked Jason, right?
I think we should rock, paper, scissors. Who goes first?
Rochambeau.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Stop being me! Rock, paper, scissors.
Dude!
Chingada madre!
Bat.
Bat. Oh, like the animal.
No, you guys can't say it.
Oh, a bat.
Yeah.
Bat.
Yeah,
yeah.
No. Like.
No, don't help him, motherfucker!
Oh, like this one.
Shit.
Murciélago.
Fuck!
Damn!
That's my Nosavo boy.
Bate.
I don't know, honestly. If it would have been that one, I would have been doing it.
We should have just been in our mind, like whatever answer they said, it was wrong.
Yeah, I'm fucking proud of you, Jason.
Okay, all right, go.
Barking.
Oh.
You know it.
Okay.
Fool.
You know it.
You have to take it home.
I got me and my friends and we wild, no.
Barking.
Barking. That's a good one.
I think she gave up on you, though.
Damn, he's a good one.
We got 10 more seconds. All right, we got to keep it
full. Wait. Answer for him?
No.
Phone a friend.
It's right there.
I don't think so.
Los perros están.
You got it.
Let's go. We won.
Let's fucking go.
That's all good. I don't know.
Fucking ladriando.
No.
What is it?
Parking.
Ladrando.
Ladrando.
Ladrando, damn.
Fuck. No, I said parking.
Park.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You said barking?
You said barking.
Say parking.
Ladrando.
No.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
Parking.
Parking. Estacionando.
Yeah.
No. Estacionamiento.
Estacionamiento.
No, parking. Not like a parking.
No,
like
barking.
Estacionando.
No.
Barking or parking? No. Cheater.
No, they both meant.
No, it's because he told me to say parking, and I heard barking. So I said barking. I was like, oh, that's good. About time. He thinks I'm good. And I was like, bam.
I know parking.
Because a lot of people say parqueadero here.
So what?
I think you guys got it. Yeah.
Barely.
Damn,
that's pretty crazy.
I was like,
I was like, what?
But parking is what? Estacionamiento?
Yeah, that's easy. I knew that.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I didn't hear.
Because, yeah, el carro, alguien está estacionando el carro. Okay,
I was trying to spell it out. Like,
No, you heard me? Like, me and my friends.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have this game right here.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I love our games.
If you guys don't know, it's March Madness. Yes. Shout out SeatGeek, you guys. SeatGeek, we love you guys. And if you are somewhere where there's going to be a March Madness game, make sure you guys use code BROWNBAG.
Yes. Yeah. Also, yes, use code BROWNBAG to get $20 off. Also, Dodger season is right here.
Let's go.
Opening day. Fans? Just passed. Mm-mm. And if you want to get your Dodger tickets, you feel me? You got to go to SeatGeek and use code BROWNBAG to get $20 off. Okay.
Yeah. Please.
Except if you're not a Dodger fan. Angels. They have to pay full price.
Oh, yeah. You have to pay full price. Yeah, no, actually, they can still use our
code. If you're an OC and you're an Angels fan for your guys' opening day, use code BROWNBAG to get
$20. You can also go see the Angel game. I mean, I know they're already like $5 tickets, but to get $20 off of that.
Yeah,
you
know so it might be
the Angels might pay you. You might get $15 back.
If you use code BROWNBAG, they might give you a free meet you when you walk in the stage.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's crazy.
You know, you just had to get that one dude on there that was like $1 billion.
Yes, you know what? He wasn't happy in the OC.
Yeah.
So he came to Los Angeles.
Another thing.
He probably still lives in the OC.
Probably, yeah.
Tickets won't be $10 no more, so use code BROWNBAG.
Yeah. SeatGeek, we love you.
Okay, crazy. Now to the game, because it's March Madness.
March Madness.
So the guys have compiled a list, and we bracket style, of different corrido and Mexican regional artists. Yeah. And we're going to go through and put them against each other until there's only one left, okay?
Ooh, and disclaimer, we didn't do, it's usually 16 to 16 on each side.
Yeah.
Obviously, we can't think of that many artists right off the top of our heads.
The actual thing is like 68 teams. We're not going to go 68 deep.
This is 16.
There's 16 teams. So
it's like the Sweet 16.
Sweet 16.
Okay.
We put all heavy hitters. It's all at random, not exactly who pairs with who's the best.
Okay.
We put them all at randoms. We just want you guys who would win. It's a bracket. You guys play soccer. Yes. You guys know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Boom.
And I'll keep tabs on who wins and who's next.
Okay.
First round. Yes. I'll do it.
Okay.
So we just choose like which artist is better.
Yeah. So we're gonna give you
We're gonna put them like head to head.
We're gonna give you the head to head. And you guys tell us which artist moves on.
They don't know March Madness.
I know.
They're my little soccer players.
You guys are watching this. Don't DM
Fun fact, Letty's husband, his photos are in his.
Yeah.
It's like for the end of the World Cup, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But what's it called? Duno called you guys chunts, and you said you never heard that word before.
He said he has heard it. And
he's a, what'd you say that it was? What'd you say that it was? Chunti.
A ghetto Mexican girl.
Ghetto Mexican girl?
Is it or not?
No, I mean,
it doesn't have to be a
anybody
girl.
Could be a chunt.
Yeah, anybody could be.
Yeah, like a chunti. So, like, when, and, was the coffee, you remember when the girls used to wear the chanclas with the roses?
Oh, yeah.
That's a chunt. Like, at least us growing up, they would say, like, oh, chunti. Wait, is the dominant nip in here, too? No, huh? That would have been a dope one to be in there. That was such a fucking good photo. I remember that shit.
Okay, so this Kendrick one?
So I let these husbands take the shout out our boy Jorge, which actually he just ran the marathon. That's our brown pride, and don't you know I'm loco?
Yes.
The LA marathon.
He just ran a marathon in 4 hours.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, which is and he only four trained hours? For like six. Yeah. He texted me. He's like, Duno, you should do it every Angelina. You know, he's more of a motivator. Yeah. I was like, hey, for I love you, but I might never. Wait.
Yeah. He's actually going to do it in Mexico. When you hit your 30s. He just signed up for the Mexican one.
That's
one
fire.
And he did this one with Tyler as well.
That's fire.
I'm very proud of him. I gave him papers. He's a dreamer. See, you guys can do that too.
Hooray for you guys. I'm
see, there's
hella
hope.
Rooting.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Big hopes.
Not for you, for him for sure. Hey, for this fool, there's hope. He was like, would you marry them? Hell yeah. Marry my girl right now. This fool might get married next month.
And the fact that a girl asked you, I already know he's going to be
like. Was like,
no, I said.
He was
like,
let me explain something to you.
Let me, we're content creators, let's make a funny clip.
That's a good one.
I love the way
the way she's going to watch this pod and it's going to be like, ugh.
And it was like, I just love how you're such a crazy content creator. Always thinking about the podcast first.
We're first.
Right, way home.
Let's get to this bracket.
All right, you guys ready?
Okay, first round, El Panther versus Nata.
Panther Bellico?
Yeah.
Oh, Nata, easily.
Nata. Yeah. Is that what you guys agree?
Unanimous.
Okay. Chino Pacas versus Junior H.
Junior H. Unanimous.
Unanimous? I don't know, Jason.
Junior
here.
H, yeah.
Unanimous?
Unanimous decision.
I would agree with you guys on that one so far. So keep in mind, it's all random. It was like a super.
You guys don't even want to think about Chino Pacas and maybe his future this year.
No, I love Chino Pacas.
No, Chino Pacas is like.
And maybe like how Drake is co-signing him.
No, yeah, like. Well, Chinito Pagas
has a bright
like
future,
else, but
right now,
Junior H is my favorite artist.
Right now, it's Junior H.
It was just very unfortunate they were paired up.
Yeah. Okay. Javier Marca MP.
Oh.
Javier Marca MP?
Yeah.
So this.
Javi?
Oh, yeah, but it's a team thing.
Yeah.
Think about it. This is Augusto's papa's corrido bracket.
Oh, bro. This is a highlight. Oh.
Javi?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
That's
because Javi is newer and less established technically.
But he's having a hot.
But he's hotter.
Hot.
Hotter than Marca.
Yeah,
he's
hotter. Than sold out.
He's hotter.
He's just a boy.
Hey, yo.
Karim León or Grupo Frontera?
Oh.
That's
dope. Karim León or Grupo Frontera? You got to keep in mind. They move on. It's Sweet 16, the 8 Elite.
It's only going to get harder from here.
It's only going to get harder from here.
Damn.
And again, to all my.
Jason just voted Karim.
You voted Karim?
Diego.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Frontera, so he gets. So next time you see Payo,
shout out Payo there, guys, too. Grupo Frontera, we love you guys.
This is where y'all were sitting.
I think I listen to Frontera more than Karim, so I'm gonna go with Frontera.
Oh, Frontera beats Karim, which is gonna be very debatable for a lot of fans. Like,
yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
That's a close
What's
match.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Shout out Karim.
Corriquez. For Luis R. Corriquez or Grupo Firme?
I'm going to go with Luis R.
Over Grupo Firme?
Yeah, I don't really listen to Firme.
Oh, thank you.
Or
what song? Because I'm not in the genre like that. Like,
Luis R. Corrique has.
No, he teaches me a lot. What song should I listen to of Luis?
Oh, damn. He has bangers.
Pixeliados. With Peso.
Yeah. Pixeliados. Maybe I will know it if I
think
hear
I ran
it.
Into him in Vegas.
Yeah, you for sure did. Cool. Okay. So Augusto Papá says.
Luis over
Grupo Firme.
Okay. Edgar Núñez or Fuerza Regida?
Edgardo.
So. Mafa. I wrote it fast, but I know who it is. Yeah.
Or Fuerza Regida?
Yeah.
Fuerza. You guys?
What would you say?
I said
Fuerza.
Fuerza. Yeah. And these are like the easier ones because
it's
super.
Ivan Coronejo or Eslabón Armado?
Oh, there you go. Ivan Coronejo or Eslabón Armado? Oh, there it is. Come on. Cause I made some easy ones.
All right, I'm answer first. Ivan Coronejo.
Ivan.
Yeah, I think so.
You guys.
Over Slavon?
Eslabón. Last album was so good.
Damn. See, like,
and they have like one of the biggest hits of Tacoma, original Mexican.
You just like connect to it. Like, it's just crazy.
I think Ivan's music.
There's not a lot of artists where you can connect to their music.
That's hard. That's one of the hard ones.
Eslabón has one of the biggest songs of all time. Yeah,
in that genre.
I'm pretty sure that shocked you guys, huh?
Yeah, I like Eslabón a lot, but also I'm not in it as deep as you guys. Like, for the like general fan, at least I would say, I loved Eslabón's album.
And I'm partial to like the people that I've met. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I haven't met everybody just yet. I know. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Gabito or Peso Pluma?
Peso.
All right.
And now it's getting harder, you guys. Now we've eliminated. Now we're in the eight.
Yeah, I feel bad now. I feel like
you're gonna feel worse.
I pick.
Okay.
I feel
ready?
Like I answered Ivan too fast.
I picked Junior too
fast. No, that's why you answered so fast.
I picked Junior too fast over Chinito Pagas.
That was crazy.
Sorry,
you didn't even think about. You didn't even say.
I love Junior too. I fucking love
Junior too. Nata or Junior Ache?
Thank you guys for watching another episode. Like, comment, subscribe.
See, this is where it gets hard because you guys, the first one were easy. Like, okay, it's like,
but this is how the this is exactly
this
how
March Madness
works. That's why it's crazy.
I know what you guys are gonna pick, but I'm Team Nata for life.
Okay,
you feel like going Junior?
My boy got the sweater on.
Yeah, sad boys. Sad my boy Alex. So you, so as a gusto papá, it's unanimous. You got outvoted. So Junior over Nata.
Okay.
Ooh, the Godfather. Nata's the Godfather of the corridos tumbados.
He really is.
For Luis R. Corriquez or Fuerza?
Luis R. Corriquez or Fuerza Regida?
Fuerza.
Okay.
Is it going to be Fuerza against Junior?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Okay. Iván Coronejo or Peso Pluma? Do your votes.
I'm gonna. Oh my god.
Yeah, they're about to cut
so essentially, and again.
Remember,
and again,
we like that we can say whatever we want. And blah, blah, blah.
And then keep in mind again, this is technically how March Madness works.
Yeah,
to where the 16 seed will go up against the number one seed. Yeah. And usually there's upsets.
And then at the end, it's like sometimes all the number one seeds have to face each other.
Yeah. And that's where, and then that's where people bet thousands and millions of dollars on.
And there it's like based on a game. Here's just opinion.
And here's so just opinion, which is your guys' opinion. Yeah. Which you guys are the number one podcast to go to for corrido artists. People love to go to you guys.
Exactly.
For
you guys
your votes, your opinions. You guys matter to the artists. You guys are the number one people.
Okay, we're going to get the
I love the music.
Versus Peso Pluma.
I have my answer, but I'm going to say why.
Okay, that's good.
But no, you know what? Just pick it like that.
All right, so obviously my favorite artist is Nata.
Oh, I thought
because
we were
of many reasons.
Don't back up so much.
Yeah.
So I feel like the music that Nata makes me feel, I feel it with Peso
Pluma,
too.
You feel that
so I really, when I listen to Peso, I'm like, damn, it's like Nata.
Don't choke.
He's influenced.
Does Peso Pluma, does he copy Nata or is
he's
he
influenced?
No.
He's influenced for sure.
Yeah. Everybody was influenced by Nata.
Like
this,
Nata did.
You know, of the younger generation.
Okay, so Diego, there's one for Peso Pluma. So it's between Iván Coronejo and Peso Pluma.
For the other two.
Augusto Papá, Angel, and Jason. Who
that's
are you going?
That's crazy. I'm going to go Peso.
We're going to go Peso.
Okay, so Peso beats Ivan, the dude that brought you guys to the Houston Rodeo.
Yo, I'm chill. You chill like that.
Well, he should have been better then, I guess.
No, it's because you're saying, okay, the whole.
They're done. This is March Madness.
That's it. Yeah,
I know what we're going to do. So far.
No. So far, we've just been confused about what a seed is. We don't even know what that is.
You are confused.
I don't even know
what's a seed.
Javi.
Who's in March?
Javi versus Grupo Frontera.
Ooh. Even that one was hard.
That's crazy. Javi's so like, because he just started his highlighted career.
Javi's going on a run similar to that, like Frontera's early run. Right?
I think so.
And Peso's early run, where it's just like banger.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Frontera.
I think I'm gonna pick Frontera too.
Yeah. Wow, La Vista,
wow, really? You know what?
It's like the most viral podcast you guys had ever.
That's crazy.
It's like, we don't even have to do it anymore.
So Frontera.
Yeah.
Just the way things are.
I feel like things are. You know. I feel like you would have picked Javi. I feel like he's just choosing.
No. I like Javi. Especially
this
new song.
It's a good idea.
You guys.
Okay.
Now,
everybody, keep in mind, Final Four. So usually it's the Sweet 16, Elite 8, Final Four now.
Okay, you guys ready?
Shit.
Fuerza Regida versus Peso Pluma.
Oh. We've never answered this question ever.
Ever.
I do not approve of being this being clipped up.
Oh, I don't give your permission.
I did not consent.
I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna say Fuerza because they've been around for so long and I feel like they're keeping up. And that's one of the hardest things to do.
Okay, yeah, one for Fuerza.
They've been active for a lot of years.
They
come with a hit or two every single year.
They've had longevity for longer than most. Yeah. All right, go. All
right, Diego, you go first.
Damn, I'm going to pass out right now.
No, and then we'll leave Angel to say the last one.
I think I'm going to go with...
Oh, shit. You know,
you guys don't know how serious we take this shit.
He just said how much
he loves best shit every day, but I play Hennessy's every day, too.
Damn. Well, right now you listen to the Baby Isabelica like 70 times.
Mm-hmm. For real, every day on the way to LA.
Well, no, it's because we really take this shit super serious.
No, I know. This means a lot to you. This is like pain in you.
Damn.
This is like if I were to tell
Jason
them about...
He thought about this more than the marriage question.
Yeah.
Yo!
No!
Don't try to deflect.
What the fuck?
Diego, what's your vote?
I'm going to have to go with Fuerza.
Yeah, just so I pick at that. Oh,
no, so
two fuerza
one already. Say peso to save face.
But who would you pick?
Peso, you already know we locked in. That's all I gotta say.
And then we see AJOP, my boy.
So I'm just gonna write fuerza de Gila because that's where it's going. Okay, are you ready? Junior Ache.
They're stressed out.
Junior Ache versus Grupo Frontera.
Junior Ache.
I don't want to say my answer so quick anymore.
No, you should. This one said it so fast.
Yeah, because right now you just said how Junior Ache is basically your god.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now.
Augusto, Papa, we've been through 16 artists in the Mexican regional scene right now. This is your Sweet 16. It's down to the last two. Do they call it the national championship game,
but we'll call this the Mexican regional championship game.
Okay, boom.
That's going to be
Junior Ache versus Fuerza Regida.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Who are you picking?
I think I know your answer no matter what. He's your god.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say Fuerza.
Fuerza.
Wow.
Angel?
Damn, I say Junior A.
Oh, it all comes down to you!
I think I couldn't say who has more hits, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think Junior H has some crazy hits.
So yeah, Fuerza. And they date back to Fuerza. early.
Junior H has been at it for a long time, too.
Yep.
Think about that.
He has. Yeah.
Damn.
It all comes down to you. This is the final shot. This is the buzzer.
This is when the sparkles go up, and the winner of the national championship of 20.
The last free throw.
Give him drum roll.
Junior Ache.
No! Junior Ache has taken the 2024 National Marzo Pinche Cabrona La Verga Championship from Augusto Papa's bracket. Let's go, everybody. You guys.
I'm sweating.
They're sweating over there.
That was awesome.
Well, you guys, we love you guys. We're going to end the pod like this.
Yes.
If you guys want to take this home, you guys can frame it. Think about the relationship you guys want.
Let's send copies to each of the people that are here.
I know
Junior publicist. Javi, I know Javi's publicist.
Publicist, yeah.
And, oh, hold up. Can you guys sign it? Put an X and sign it.
Okay. This is amazing. Oh, thank you guys so much, Augusto Papa, for hanging out with us.
That was awesome.
Oh, if we cost you friends,
you're
it's okay.
So
you have us. You have us now.
Hey,
we got Duno.
Angel, whenever. Diego, Jason.
Yeah, can I change my answer?
Nah, for real, thank you guys so much for having us. It was awesome.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, this was badass.
And thank you guys for participating, because I know that was like, it's like having a debate with them about like hip hop. Like, I've seen them almost like pull their hair out when I ask them like it's kind of like when they have the LeBron and MJ debate or the Kobe. Like, it's just like
there's so much variables. Yeah. You know?
But the good thing about March Madness, I feel like we're promoting them, but we're really not. It's just March Madness. But it's like you got to do your own bracket. And essentially, we wanted to put you guys in the hot seat about like, hey, come fuck around and let's see who you. Because imagine this was a thing, it would really come down to this.
We should make this a thing.
No, we should post the graphic online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, shout out to you guys.
Holy damn, really? This is insane. And then,
what controversy is worse, post, this or Yaritza?
Like, oh, we can't do this.
It could be, we're going to get the Mexican president to respond to
this. Oh, yeah,
this.
For sure. He watches the pod, so.
No, you guys are going a long way in such a short time, and just by sticking to who you are, what you like, and just being together, stay together. We've had our moments where, like, we go through ups and downs. Even living together is probably crazy, but you don't understand the legacy you're leaving and the people you're influencing and the movement you're making. And that's what we're constantly reminded of, too. So shout out to you guys. If anything, we do these collabs to show the respect that we have for the other podcast.
Yeah, we love y'all. I watch y'all clips. Like, whenever I need to be educated on anything Mexican regional, like, I can trust your guys' word.
Yeah.
And as a music journalist, like, that's how I look at you guys, with that same respect in your field. And I'm just like, man, they're doing it. They know what's up. They do their shit. They know their research. So, yeah, I respect y'all, man.
Thank appreciate it.
Well, shout out you guys. Spotify, thank you guys for letting us borrow your space.
You
always. The love is there for you guys.
Okay, we love you. We will see you soon.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. I will see you. Bye-bye. Make sure you guys follow them. Subscribe to them. Their links will be in our bio. We love you guys. SheGeek, use code BrownBack. And Spotify, we love you guys as well.
And shout out to the lawyer because you're helping me out with my car crash.
Yeah.